You are listening to The Mahogany Says Show with hosts Mahogany Silverain and Mikkel Wilson on Blog Talk Radio. Power, money, and blood. Christos Lascaris didn't choose his life. It was his birthright. He has a reputation for being ruthless, cunning, and unyielding in his pursuit of power. He was relentless in his fight to defeat his enemies. No one was safe from his wrath. Christos was now in complete control of his empire. However, one thing Christos could not control was the woman he loved, Aaliyah Hughes. The one person who had the power to break his heart, and she did, by taking something from him that no amount of power or money could ever replace. Can Christos and Aaliyah mend what's broken in order to be together? Find out in Love and Happiness, the fourth and final book of the Love series by USA Today bestselling author Sage Young. Available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback. Get your copy today. War is coming. Six kingdoms struggle for control of the world while wrestling with their demons within. Alliances are formed and lovers betrayed while leaders plot and scheme. It is a world in which fear germinates like a seed in the ground. But seeds bear fruit. And when the fruit of fear bursts from the ground, everything will change. Six kingdoms. When it's done, only one will survive to tell the tale. Fractured Glory. Part of the Rise of the Dread series on Amazon by Lauren Hart and Y.D. Lamar, the prequel to Rise of the Dread series. Get your copy on Amazon. Pre-orders are available today. You are listening to The Mahogany Says Show with hosts Mahogany Silverain and Mikkel Wilson on Blog Talk Radio.
Wonder Twins.
Wonder Twin powers.
Powers.
Activate.
Powers.
See?
Okay. But see, you still came in late.
No, I did not. No.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. No, I did not. You came in like early.
Look, no, as soon as the clip ends, I said, that's what I said. Anyway.
Yeah, but you said it wrong. Our powers are
oh,
wrong.
I sure did.
You said it wrong.
Our powers. You're right. You're right. My bad. Okay, I said it wrong. Anyway, hello and welcome everyone to tonight's episode of the Mahogany Says Show with your host, Mahogany Silverain and
Mikkel Wilson.
I see you didn't wait on that one. That's all right, ladies and gentlemen, we will get this straight. Anyway, we have a wonderful show tonight. We have a special guest. She is a USA Today best-selling author, Sage Young, and she is also one of the authors that are a part of our Rise of the Dreads world. But we are going to be here to discuss her brand new release. So everyone, please welcome Sage Young. Sage?
Hi, everyone, and thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be with you guys
yes.
tonight.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hello.
No. I'm glad you're here.
Well, I'm happy to be here and happy that you guys invited me. This is awesome.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So my name, of course, is Sage Young, and I write romance, mostly interracial, but lately of the dark variety. So my last two series have been dark romances, but I have, and it's crazy because I just released my 25th book 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Dang.
I got to catch up with a lot of books.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Save the writing for it. She's writing too many books.
It's on Kindle, you know. You can save some trees.
Yes, yes. Yes, but I Most of my books are HEAs, which is Happily Ever After, but some have maybe a Happily Ever Now, you know, to see.
Oh,
but, yeah, I love writing, and it's been a passion of mine. I am an avid reader, and I started writing, I've been writing all my life, but I started writing seriously maybe about 10 years ago. And that was when I published my first book.
Awesome.
Wow.
And yeah, that book was Delusional Love. So, and just, I was so excited. It was actually my first release, and I was excited about all the reviews and people really enjoying it. So.
Nice.
Wow.
So what was the journey like of that? Of publishing that first book?
Very, very hard. So let me just say, I had a story in my head. I had some personal issues going on at the time, and so I kind of just focused in on writing that book, and I wrote it, and I didn't know anything about publishing. I didn't know anything about anything that had to do. I knew I had a story, and I was told that you write a story, get a cover, you can upload it to Amazon, and that's what I did. Did I make mistakes? Hell yeah, a whole lot. But it was part of my journey, you know. But this has been for me an amazing journey. Like just the love that I've gotten from fans who read my books. It's been overwhelming.
Nice.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's awesome. And you said you've been doing this for 10 years?
Yes. So, yeah, I published my first book. Actually, it's almost 11 years now. It'll be 11 years in October. But, I've been writing, I guess, professionally. I've always written stories. Like, you know, you have the composition book, and I'm old school, so I'm writing in composition books and my ideas and stories, and just never had the heart to sort of bring it alive, and I did in 2012.
Nice. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question, Miss A. Jung.
Yes?
And that's my question. since you started writing, you said about 10 years ago.
Yes.
You say 10 or 11?
Yes. But it'll be 11, in the end of the year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how does it feel like publishing, and now that you're 25 years old, obviously, because your voice sounds like, you know, you're very youthful and exuberant. So,
I started writing when I was 5, so yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, yeah. it's been a very interesting journey for me. When I first started, I didn't know what to expect, and I was lucky that I had several Facebook groups that kind of took hold of my book, and that's probably why I got so many reviews and so much positive feedback on it. But all of the issues and problems that you have when you don't know what you're doing. So, you know, while I could tell a good story, there's a whole lot going into writing. You know, there's editing and proofreading and making sure your cover is correct and it's the right. It's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I've sort of been learning. I'm still learning. It's been almost 11 years and I'm still learning.
Oh, yeah. There's lots, and there's so many new things out there and new ways of doing things that are much, you know, much better, and they're shortcuts, and Well, definitely. So have you ever had writer's block?
Yes, I have. And that is a difficult thing to deal with. I think probably like a year and a half without actually getting anything out, and you know, just pushing through it. An author who had been in the game a long time. She said, "You just got to keep writing. You just, even if it's only a couple of words a night, just keep writing." And I kind of, you know, pulled through it. But yeah, that does happen. It's a part of, you know, that writer's life.
Oh yes, It does. So do you, like, change up or?
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting? So I love romance. So if anybody knows any of my stories, I love romance. I love multiple births. So there were a lot of babies all throughout all of my books. and so I just, yeah, there's a lot. When writing my stories, you know, I kind of, you know, think about what most of it's fantasy, of course. And so I think about if I was in love, how would I want that to look? How would I want that to feel? You know, and I try to project that onto the pages, you know, because there's so much right now going on in the world. You want to read about something that's good and something that's happy. Yeah. And, you know, I try to write that. With all of that being said, that is not what's in my last two series. So I switched, with that being said, I switched to writing dark romance. And it's just because I had, again, a story in my head that I wanted to get out. And it started with the Icarus Brothers series. And I wrote that series, and it was very well received. But my latest series is the love series. And I know that a lot of readers don't like cliffhangers, but I tried to warn them in advance. It's a four-book series, so you're going to follow this couple's journey through four books. So that was my latest series that's out. Yeah.
Okay. So since we have the fourth book, can you tell us a little bit about the first three?
Sure. So first let me tell you, the love series, the first book is Love and Heartbreak. Then there's Love and Betrayal, Love and Revenge, and Love and Happiness. And literally the titles are kind of telling you, giving you a little glimpse into what's going on. Because the characters, you have Christos Lascaris, who is in love with Aaliyah Hughes. And because of family obligations, things happen. And I don't want to give too much away because I love for people to read the first book and just kind of read through the series. But you'll read to see if they get that happily ever after. But it is, so I like to let people know there are several triggers. When I say dark romance, it is a romance, but there's a lot of killing. There's assault. There are things that may trigger people. So I like to be upfront about the triggers that are in my books. And some of the scenes are gory. It's interesting because when I write them and then I reread them and I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. It's like, yeah, but you wrote it. Like, So I like people, especially with my first series, the Icarus series, which was the first dark series I wrote. There were several, and it's funny because I'm re-going through it now, and there are several triggers in that series also. Like, and I didn't really think about it when you're writing it. So you have not only, of course, the killing, it was domestic violence, it was a sexual assault, it was killing. But out of all of that, you still got some incredible, you got an incredible love story. So,
and
same thing with the love series.
Yeah.
It's an incredible love series. You know, just like in life when, you know, when you love really hard on someone and that person breaks your heart, you go through all of those emotions and, you know, so you get all of that in the love series.
Yeah. I have a question. I'm sorry. I am stalking your face. I'm stalking your Amazon right now. It's a dark love series is what you said, the Icarus series.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the suit and you saying that we going to be triggered. But these guys dress like John Wick. What did you expect? Like,
you know what? I was hoping that people understood that. I mean, I think that when you read the description, they've done more before the age of 13 than most people have done in their lifetime. Like, it's no secret that they've had to take a life by the age of 13, and it really wasn't. It wasn't their fault. Like, it's interesting how because of your surroundings and who your family is, you're pulled into situations that you may not normally have to would have had to deal with, but because of who you are and who you are associated with, it pulls you into those situations. Exactly. So yeah, those they are dark.
They're some good looking fellas, though. Yeah.
Yeah, they look handsome. All right, you know.
Come on now.
I hear you.
Right. Don't be jelly. Don't be jelly. Good looking. Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, it's interesting when I wrote the Icarus. So the Icarus family is the first dark romance I wrote. And I really needed to let my readers know, because that was so out of my comfort zone. Like that there is one particular part in the book that I literally cried because I didn't want it to happen. And if you read the Icarus family stories, the very first book, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. But I did everything I could to prevent that, but the story wouldn't move. Like, it had to happen. And when I tell you, it hurt me to my core to write it. And it's so weird because my family is like, but you wrote it. Don't write it. I said, I can. The story won't move. It just needs to happen. So, I had to let my readers know, like, this isn't the normal Sei Jung stories. This is dark, and there are several triggers, and you need to be prepared for it. So, and I was very happy that it was well received.
Nice.
So
yeah, because out of your wheelhouse, sometimes you're wondering, your readers are going to say, wait, this is not what she usually writes. What is this?
Right.
Well, sometimes it works though. Because I gotta go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I felt like I really needed to warn them because it was definitely out of my comfort zone.
She said I had to warn them.
I did.
It looked like they were doing movies, right?
when they went to Amazon page and said, warning, this is not your typical thing.
Well, when I sent out my newsletters and everywhere I advertised it, I said, look, this is the normal Sage book, so, you know, be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And they were. So they were, and I think it was well received.
You sent them
go ahead and sing it, right? I was going to say, go ahead and sing it. I know you're going to sing it. Let him do it. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
You said, be prepared.
I knew it. See, I knew my twin away.
Yeah, let him have his moment. Let him have his moment.
Let him have his moment. Okay.
Yeah,
you answered some of my questions. So, without even me asking, so that's awesome. So, with your books, what comes first? Is it the plot or the characters?
So that's interesting, because I always considered myself a pantser. Like, I sit at my typewriter and I start writing a story, and I write it until it's complete. That was until I started writing the Dark series. I felt like with those series, I really needed to plot out and outline everything I wanted to be in the book. So I kind of go back and forth. For the most part, most of my books, just wrote until the story was finished. But the last two series, I really had to plot out and make sure that, you know, the story was going to flow.
Okay.
That's good. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's different. Let me just say, writing dark romance is different. I'm enjoying it, though. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was sort of stagnant in what I was doing prior, and I needed something to sort of bring that spark back. And I definitely believe that writing dark romances has lit that spark in me again.
Nice.
Okay.
And
if you're not inspired by what you write, then you're not inspired enough to write it. So I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So you have to be excited about what you do, and if the story is there.
Me too.
Sometimes with little sneaky characters, they will get in your ear, and the story changes.
Yep.
You know, it's interesting. One, so I have a story about one of my books. It's called Choices We Make. That is a story that was my longest story, my highest word count, but I wrote it in the shortest amount of time. Because when I tell you that story flowed, it just, I could not, I sat at my computer one day and I was there for like 11 hours, just literally just writing. And I could see myself sitting at the table. There's this one scene where he's introducing the woman who's about to have his kids. And you have to read the book because they weren't a couple. But I'm sitting at the dining room table with the family, and I'm looking at all of their expressions. And you know, so that book, and that is one of my favorite books that I've written. I mean, I love all of my books. They're all my babies. But Choices We Make, that one, yeah, that really is one of my favorites. And I actually go back and reread my books, and I don't want to be sound kind of, I don't know, conceited, but I love that story. It's such a good story.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I have a question. What is your biggest accomplishment? I know you said that you're a USA Today bestseller. How did it feel when you reached that status?
You know, that was so weird and strange. So when it happened, I looked at it. We looked it up on the computer, and I looked at it, and I'm like, is this what I think it is? Like, is this saying what? And so I called one of my author friends, and I was like, go on now. Is this what this is? And it, so, yeah, that was amazing. I don't know. So that while that was amazing, I think my biggest accomplishment or my biggest thing that I hold dear to my heart is the acceptance I got when I wrote my first book. Like you, I wrote this book and I put it out there in the world, and you never know, right? You never know what people are going to think or what they're going to say. And the feedback was incredible. And I was like, okay, I might be onto something here, you know? So I think that, and I remember that feeling. I remember sitting there because I still, even today, I get that imposter syndrome. Like, am I really, like, especially every time I drop a book. Right before I drop the book, I'm always thinking, like, is this, they're going to hate this story. Is it really good enough? Is it, and you know, you get reviews and they help. I have author friends who don't read reviews. I am notorious for reading reviews. Like I read them and, but you know what? It's the interesting thing about reading reviews is I don't have a problem. If somebody gives me a one and they say, you know what, this was not me. I didn't like it. I'm okay with that because everything is not for everybody.
That's true.
So I'm okay with that, but the kind of love that I've been getting with these books is just, but I still, even with that, even with books that have over 300 reviews, which for me is amazing. Like I know authors are like, that's a drop in the bucket. But for me, that is like, wow, 300 people took the time to write something of good or bad. They took the time to write something. So for me, that's just, I still am just kind of in awe of that. But, you know, I love writing. I love writing. It is the one thing that I want to do full time. I haven't had that opportunity yet, but I'm working on it. That's my next mission. To do this full time.
The only book that I have read of yours, and it's because I love the series, is Gabriella De Luca. I have read the entire series, and I loved your book. Yes, I did. I love
nice.
It. Like, yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that series was fun to write. You know, I didn't know how that was gonna pan out because it's a world of mafia families, but I really enjoyed that. And the authors that are in that series are absolutely incredible.
Yes,
like I'm still in awe of all of them. And, you know, Kenya Wright, she's a beast. I like, she just,
yeah, she is.
Everything she writes is just, so when
gold,
they put the series,
like,
right? So
gold.
when they put the series together, and they put her book first and mine second, I'm like, oh, my God, why would they do that? Like, who wants to follow Kenya? She's amazing. But
why would
you know
they
what?
Throw a pin at it?
Right?
But you know what? It was amazing. And that also was well received. So it all worked out wonderfully.
It really is. Because I got to say, I love this one, especially with the FBI agent and what happens. I'm not going to do any spoilers, but yes, I mean, because that's my wheelhouse back there with, you know, FBI and CIA. I love writing stories and former law enforcement stuff, so, you know. But I really like the whole Monster series of that family and the unity that they have. I mean, they're bloodthirsty, but there's still that sense of family.
Right, exactly. And I think I try to make, especially like in my series, I try to show that strong, because I have a strong sense of family. I come from a big family. And
mm-hmm.
while, you know, they say you love hard, you fight hard, you know, but we are just a strong, tight-knit family. And I think that comes through in my books,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I am the proudest of my I'm proud of all my books, but the two dark series, I think just because I came out of my comfort zone with
right.
those.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what
they're
saying, write what you know, man. Write what you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that, but if, you know, if you're out of your wheelhouse, it's like, okay, I don't really know this, but how would I feel if I were in this situation? Is that what that looks like for
right.
you?
Yes, oh. that's exactly. So, you know, I people may read my stories and say, this isn't what mafia families do. It is what mine
mm-hmm.
do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's my world. It's my story. And,
exactly.
you know, it is. So what I imagine it would be and how they would be is what comes out on the pages.
Yes.
Go ahead, girl. I like that. Mm-hmm. This is my story as well. I see it.
That's right.
I love
it. That's what I see it.
That's what I see it. That's what
yes.
I see it.
So you stick with your story. This is my story. I'm sticking to it. So
that's
yes.
right. It is my story.
It is my story. That's what I saw in my head. And that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
And forget about it. And forget
right.
about it.
Yeah, there you go. Forget about it.
About it.
Right on.
So, but
food,
yeah.
Right? Oh, goodness. So tell us, what is a typical writing day for you? Because you say you have a job that you work, so.
So, yeah. So a typical writing day for me. So I need to be a better planner. I am not. I will be the first to admit that, but I work a full-time job. So when I come home
mm-hmm.
after, you know, I've talked to family, hang out with them, I sit at my desk. And sometimes I'm sitting at my desk 30 and I don't get up until 12. And I know it's bad. I know my sleeping habits aren't the best, but that
mm-hmm.
works for me. And it has worked for me for the last 10 years. So I sit there and I write. And I talk to myself, and then I listen to my music. Sometimes in a loop, I'll listen to the same song, like,
mm-hmm.
for over an hour as I'm writing, depending on what scene I'm writing, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's my process. Yeah.
Awesome.
And it,
yeah,
it's,
that
it,
was
and
like
it's
my
working,
next question.
It,
I was going to ask you if you listen to music. So you answered that. Awesome.
What kind of music are you listening
to?
Yeah, right?
Oh, you know what's interesting? I listen to, and my girlfriends are like, so I listen to Donny Hathaway. If I'm writing a sad scene, like some
mm-hmm.
of the scenes in my book, I will turn his music on and I'll listen to some of his songs in a loop. And
nice.
And as I'm and it just helps me. I don't know why it helps me to process these sad scenes, but it does. I guess because some of his music is really sad. So it helps me to process, you know, what I'm writing, and then I just go for it. But, yeah, so it's you ever heard the song Labyrinth? I think his name is Labyrinth. And I listen to his music, and it inspires me.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I haven't heard that.
I'm a little weird when it comes to my music choices.
You ain't weird. You're not weird.
Right. You're in good company right here. We listen to everything.
Shoot, I'm telling you, girl. You're in good company, honey. Trust me.
Yeah. So I also will listen to, you know, when you're writing romantic scenes. I have a different playlist for that. So,
Lord, listen to you,
oh Lord. So, do we want to talk about the romantic scene?
Let me just say,
the scenes that I write are very graphic. But also romantic. They're not. It's not porn, but they're kind of close to it.
No, you're very descriptive.
I go into detail.
Yeah, she lets you know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're not gonna get lost.
You're sitting there and watching. It's sort of voyeurism
because you
get the whole full picture.
Exactly. I would say definitely.
You know how they say that? They say open door or closed door. Now, if the door's open, come in, have a seat.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Yep. He said he was going to have to get a condom for his ears.
No. I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready.
Well, I won't go into specifics. I'll just say read the book. You'll be entertained. Let me just say that.
I like
you. You will be entertained.
Yeah. And you can actually see this in your head because I'm also a reader. And you paint a vivid picture. I like this.
You know,
anybody else notice how she was talking? She sounded like she needed a fan. Anybody need a fan?
Well, it's interesting. My very first book that I wrote, Delusional Love, the very first five chapters, it's bad. So, you know, it's interesting because Amazon puts up the sort of preview. Go preview Delusional Love, and, you know, they're coming off the elevator getting it in. So,
So what you're saying is there's some populating going on in this book.
Yes.
Okay. There's populating going on. For those listeners out there that are 18 and under, it's called populating.
Populating. And my books, and if you're 18 and under, my books are not for you. They are not for you. It's definitely 18 plus.
I don't know. These kids they're pretty well informed with the internet.
They really are. I don't know. Look, I read something one time, had me blushing, and I'm in my 30s. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, look, some of the things my family says that's just kind of out there. It's like, what? You said that out loud? What? So, and then they look at me like, yeah, with all the stuff you write, really?
Yeah. Try to go to church this week and look at the preacher in the face, but going to be looking at you side-eyed.
I know. I know that. I'm going to be smiling at her. Like, I read that book.
Right.
Let me ask her.
Right.
No, it isn't until the preacher is like, hey, about that book you wrote. Is there going to be a part of
it?
You know,
when I wrote my first book, I told my mom, you cannot read this. No. you can't read this.
Yeah.
And she was like, I had 10 kids. I can read that book. Like, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Mess around
if you want to.
Go ahead. Don't be looking at me. Don't look at me side-eye when you do.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
She had to sign a waiver, didn't she? I'm going to still be your mother and say it about your mother in public after reading this book.
Yeah, then she really would be ready to take me to church.
Yep, you need Jesus. Come back here.
Right?
Let me lay hands on
you. I know I raised you. Look, right. Look, your grandmama accidentally get it and read it and be like, baby, I know I trained y'all better than this.
Right? So, yeah, they weren't allowed to read my books. You'll get a signed copy. Just put it on your shelf.
Right.
And leave it there. It's fine.
Yeah, I know you. You'd be like, I don't trust that. You just get the cover and put it on a bunch of blank pages.
You know what? That's actually a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. Like, you don't need to read this. Look, I've censored it for you already. Here you go.
Right. You write two versions. One for the mom, one for the family.
There you go.
One for the rest of us, you know.
One for everybody else. Yep. There you go.
Yes. Make it more Twilight.
Yeah. No, please don't say Twilight, y'all. Please, let's not do that.
I just meant the whole holding hands in the field and staring off into each other's eyes like for an hour. Like, okay,
okay.
We get it.
Y'all ain't gonna move or nothing. He gonna glisten and shine up. There's too much going
on.
That ain't it.
You ain't gonna find that in my book. That ain't it.
That's the version for the fans. That's the version. That's what I'm saying.
It's too much pressure. Oh my gosh. I love being on here with you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, but my writing journey has just been, while it's been a lot of ups and downs, and it's interesting because I've found a core group of authors that we've kind of been together for several years, and we kind of bounce ideas off of each other. And mm-hmm. I always say, you don't know what you don't know, and I didn't know how much I needed that core group before mm-hmm. I had them, because I literally, I consider myself in like a silo. Like I was all alone by myself, did everything, didn't ask anybody any questions. And that's when you start, that's when you run into a lot of issues because you don't have somebody to bounce ideas off of or to say, how do you do this? Or, wait, I need an editor?
Yeah.
I need somebody to do a book cover? Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys want to hear a crazy thing that happened with my first book? I have since changed the cover, because I wanted to get the book out, I knew what I wanted because it was sort of like a delusional love was supposed to be sort of like this secret. So it was supposed to be like a sexy pair of lips with a finger that just did sort of the shush sound.
Mm-hmm.
And, I couldn't. So I ended up being on my own book cover. it was my lips with red lipstick and my finger. So it wasn't my whole face. Well, part of it, but yeah, I ended up because I wanted to get it done and I ended up being my own face on it.
What? Nothing wrong
so
with
that
it.
Was funny.
Well, that's one way to be having people fantasize about you.
People
tell us, I know them lips anyway.
Like, right? I recognize those lips. Yeah, no, we have to change that book cover. we're going to change that cover.
Yeah, but that's awesome.
So that's interesting. I think that anybody who's interested in writing,
mm-hmm.
And you know, they want to get a book out there, my advice to them would be mm-hmm. not to do it alone. Like, you need find somebody who can mentor you, who's been in the game for a minute that can give you some really solid advice on how to navigate through this whole process, because
yes,
it is a process that we all navigate. We all make mistakes, but that's why you kind of get that mentor to help you with some smoothing out some of those bumps in the road for yourself. So
oh, yes.
I would recommend anybody who's interested in wants to write, attach yourself to somebody who's doing it, and they can help you.
Well, that's
so
nice.
Yeah.
And it makes
yeah.
it easier for the person coming in.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Okay, so you just mentioned that. So would you change your journey anyway since you now know that? Would you look for a mentor, or would you continue your journey because it made you who you are?
You know what? That's so interesting that, you know what, I was all ready for the one answer I had, and then you said, would you change it because of the journey that it's taken you on? You know what, now I don't know. I was all ready to say, oh, I would absolutely get a mentor in the beginning so I would know that, da, 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 da. But you know what, I actually would not. I think maybe I would have tried to connect with authors sooner. Like I literally went a couple of years on this journey without really knowing anybody, without really connecting with any authors. And I've come across some absolutely amazing authors over the last 7 or 8 years that are just incredible. And I wish I'd met them sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the answer is yes. I think it would have made my journey a little easier.
Okay.
In a sense that, like, some of the really, I don't want to call them stupid mistakes, but some of the really, like, mistakes I wouldn't have made if I had someone that
right.
was advising me. But my writing journey, it's been amazing, and I really wouldn't change it. I mean, I other than having that connection with other author friends. But the other part of it, you know, I've never been with a publisher. When I first finished my first book, I did that traditional, you send that letter out to publishing houses, and, you know, of course I got rejection letters from here to Tulsa. Like, they just, I got several rejections, even the ones that even bothered to respond. And that's what kind of made me say, you know what, I'm just going to put it out there and see what happens. And I'm glad I did. I'm really glad I did. I'm glad I took that leap of faith and just put the book out there in the universe and see how it was received, and it was received.
So. I, for one, I'm glad you did that, because I enjoyed it. So I'm glad you stepped out and did that. Most definitely, because you are very talented.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Even though we all, I think, suffer from that imposter syndrome, it's like, is this really good? Am I good? Am I worthy?
Yes, you are.
But I keep writing. I keep writing because I have, and I have, like, so many stories in my head. It's kind of hard sometimes to contain them. Like, I'm working on one series, but it's another series that's in my head, or it's not even a series. It's just a standalone book that I want to write so bad, but I have to pull myself back and say, no, you need to concentrate, finish your current project. So it's interesting, what I've been doing is I have my little notebook, because I'm still old school. So I'm jotting down, like, notes and stuff for this one story that I absolutely cannot wait to write while I'm finishing other projects that I'm on. So.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
You sound like Mikhail. five books in 5 days.
See, right?
Okay,
writing,
well,
Demon,
this,
like,
this,
he is just pumping them out.
About, yeah. Look, I'm telling you, that's a factory in it inside his head. You know,
yeah.
I have to get him out. I have to get him out.
Assembly line.
I feel
right?
you. I know that feeling. Like, I see it. Right? I see. people see a shoe in the street, and for them it's just a shoe. But for an author with the type of brain that we have, we didn't put a whole story behind how that shoe
behind
got there,
shoe.
Who the shoe belongs to,
right.
And if that person is coming back for that shoe.
And what kind of shoe? Who
exactly,
made the shoe?
Right?
And then the plot twist, the dog that moved the shoe now.
Right? Oh. The plot
like,
twist.
Come on. I'm telling you, plot twist. Twisted.
Of course.
Right?
And then the end be the cliffhanger.
Right?
The end be the cliffhanger, then they find the shoe and realize it ain't even their shoe. So, like, you know.
Right. After all of that,
it's not even their shoe.
But I think that that's the fun part, though, is it's just the whole creating a whole nother story and a whole, you know. And when somebody tells me, you know, I get reviews and they're like, oh, my God, I couldn't put the book down. They don't know how good that makes me feel. Like, they're writing a review, but that makes me feel so good. That makes me know that I'm doing something right in writing my story. So, yeah.
Yeah, that does feel amazing. I'm just like, okay, I'm
right.
This is, I was right about doing this. So, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree. You definitely, I couldn't stop reading.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's okay with Mahogany, I have one more question.
Okay.
Miss Sage Young.
Yes.
What is this Sea Ponds Rising I've been hearing so much about?
Okay. So let me just say, once again, coming out of my comfort zone. So this story that is set in this world, and I am in this world with some incredible authors, two of which I'm talking to, but it is, I am so excited about this story. Just so I'm not going to give too much of it away, but my group are Sea Ponds, and there's something devastating that happens in this family that literally will tear them apart, and somebody will die.
Oh.
And that's all I'm going to say. that's all I'm going to say. But I'm excited about this story. I'm excited for people to read this entire series.
Yes.
I truly believe that I think it may be 15 authors right now, but I think once the first book really hits and people start reading these stories, it's gonna explode, because this world that was created is incredible, and there's a lot of nuances in all the intricacies of this world. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So, the world that I'm in is Sea Ponds, and they are humans, and my character is the sister of the president, but she's also head of her strike force. So she kind of runs the military. She's a badass. And
I like that.
You see how she sort of maneuvers through, and you know, there are family secrets that are going to come out, and like I said, it's going to be devastating. So I can't even say too much, because if I say too much, then it gives it away. But I'm excited for everybody to read it, as I am for everybody to read all of the books in this series, because it's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible.
Uh
oh.
You done messed me up. No, I got too many questions going on now. You said she's the head of the military, so she bad, right? So she bad.
She's a badass.
Is she Evelyn Salt bad or Black Widow bad?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question.
That is definitely Black Widow bad, I think.
Woo!
She has these two huge dogs that are by her side. And, you know, she just, It's going to be a good story. It's going to be a good story. So you get to see my story is going to be a sort of an introduction into the people who are controlling the country, mm-hmm. an introduction into their family and the secrets and the lies and how it affects and how it can really just destroy a family. Mm-hmm. So, and there's going to be a lot of open door. Come have a seat.
Kind of okay.
A lot of, I don't want to say a lot of killing, but it's definitely
anything.
Some violence. And yeah, it's going to be a mixture of all of that. And I'm excited.
So basically, I'm excited, but you just heard life is an open door to love is an open door. We doing Frozen.
There's
too much stuff going on. I'm telling you. There's too much stuff going on, y'all. I need a break.
I was
waiting
for him to sing, honestly. It's
going to be a lot.
The song. Yeah, don't forget,
it's
that's a whole new world, right? It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Whole new world.
Yeah.
And so this is because it's different. It's a different genre for me again. That fantasy, mm-hmm. sci-fi. I've written a sci-fi story before,
mm-hmm.
but it's nothing like this one. This is really, you know, just how the dark romance took me to one end. This is taking me to another end. So again, scared, excited, mm-hmm. hoping that it's well received because it is different from me. But you know, I'm jumping out there. I'm jumping out there, right into the deep end.
Have you gotten your dress ready for the Globals, you know, for the Golden Globes, Emmys?
You know, I have a few picked out.
Yeah.
Have
once
a few
HBO
picked out.
The series out.
Yeah, got a few picked out, just trying to figure out which one. So, yes. This is going to blow up.
The series up. You know, they're going to pick the series up, and then we're going to be all over, you know, rubbing shoulders with everybody, you know, celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe
it's going to blow up.
Have you picked out the actress or actor that's going to play your main characters yet? I've already started doing that. I know that's messed up, but
I need to. I have not, but I need to.
Yeah, you
need to.
I
have to think about that.
There you go.
I really have to think about that. She has to be a badass. She has to be strong,
mm-hmm.
sensitive, all of that rolled into one. So we'll see. I have to figure that one out, but I hadn't thought about that.
After her dogs mutilate somebody, she's going to have shed one small tear.
They are nothing to be played with. They are nothing to be played with, just like she isn't.
Some
will test and they're going to find out real fast who she is. They will test her.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Now you know.
That's right. There will be no questions after that.
She ain't the one. She ain't the one.
I love it.
I like that. I can picture her, like, you know, that old John Wick movie where what's her name was in it? Halle Berry, and she's walking with two German shepherds.
Yes,
for her was like.
They're not Rottweiler. The can't think of the name with the huge faces.
Yes.
There you go.
And she has two black ones, and they're by her side all the time. So
I wish you would. And then she's talking crap. I wish you would come over here.
Right? Hey, were you invited? No. As one of my nieces always says, "This ain't what you want. This ain't what you want.
This ain't what you want.
I'm going to tell you right now.
These are not the problems you seek.
No. Not at all.
This one.
Nope.
Love it.
So yeah, that I'm really excited. I've really been into it and trying to just get the story to flow, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited working with you guys. This has been fun. Yeah, this is really gonna this is gonna be a great journey. I can feel it. You know how you
family. Yeah, it's
right.
an honor to work with you. Because I was like, oh. I know her. Okay.
Well, you know,
but this group feels like family. I you know, you can't say that about a lot of people, but you guys are just amazing. You do feel like family, and nobody's like stuck on their horse about what they've mm-hmm. done and their accomplishment. Everybody's in the trenches and everybody's helping everybody. And I love that about this group.
Me too.
Yeah.
I felt like I was thrown in there. Like you, I was thinking, okay, I didn't have a title. At least I didn't think I did until somebody pointed it out. But it was like, I said, oh, can I do this? They're all, like, accomplished. And, you know, but, yes, you guys have been great. You just, you know,
you guys are
in
awesome.
Other ways. Yeah, you really are. So
I'm looking forward to working with you guys for a very long time.
Yeah.
Like, I am really looking forward to this. I am.
Nice.
I only have one more kidney left, so I can work with y'all again. So, you know, I have to sell a kidney, but you know, but I'm good with it.
You good with the one?
I'm good.
Sure.
Yeah, I got one kidney left.
You got one kidney.
I sold the kidney. Yeah, so. And
the things you had to do, and you sold the kidney. So now, since you're my twin, I got to give you a kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, because I had to kill a bunch of people. You know, I had to kill a lot of people just to get in, you know. And three of them I had to kill with a pencil. True story.
Not a pencil.
Apparently, anything can become a weapon. And just ask Marcy
anything.
And Lauren. Anything can be a weapon.
Lauren
that's all we gonna tell you. Anything could be a weapon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, Sage, I've enjoyed having you on the show. And before we go, I was
so much fun.
Yes, because I think we all have a good time, especially because we always cut up. But I would like you to tell the listeners where they can find your books and if you have a website. Or social media?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, thank you guys again for having me. This was incredible. I have a website. It's authorsageyoung.com. You can visit me there or at my Amazon store. You type in Author Sage Young. I'll come right up. And I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. All of my handles are Author Sage Young. So any platform that you're on, please look me up, connect with me, just say hi. I am very approachable. I answer every email and inbox message, which I don't get a whole lot of inboxes. I have some author friends that are like, oh, people been in my inbox. Nobody comes in my inbox. But, you know, if you want to come in my inbox and say hi, that's fine, too. But, yeah, all of my social handles are Author Sage Young. I definitely look forward to connecting.
All right. So you have Sage Young, and her new release is Love and Happiness, and it is part of her love series. So check out her series and her dark romance series, and I definitely say yes. Check out the Savage Life, too. So, Mikhail, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, your epicness has just shined through on to the radio tonight, ma'am. And I just look forward to many more years of working with you and my wonderful twin.
Thank you.
I'm definitely looking forward to working with you guys.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, All right. Well, thank you all for joining us tonight on the Mahogany Says Show. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I wish you blessings, peace, and love.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Mahogany Says Show with host Mahogany Silverain
and Miguel Wilson
on
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and good night.